National Treasury today tabled a third quarter government expenditure report to Parliament's Appropriation Committee. And this report confirmed that multiple state-owned companies that have been receiving bailouts in recent years remain in financial distress and are bleeding money at an alarming rate. Eskom, which is receiving 254 billion rand in bailouts between 2023 and 2025, has recorded a loss of 7.5 billion rand up to December 2023, and municipal debt has grown by 16.9 billion over that time frame. The Land Bank has lost 97 billion rand, SAA has lost 761 million rand, Transnet is looking unlikely to meet its debt obligations, and Denel has lost 463 million rand. This situation shows that continued bailouts for state-owned companies is not achieving any outcomes. It instead poses a threat to the fiscal sustainability of the country and the ability of the state to deliver services such as healthcare, education, and policing. The DA calls on government to accept that SOEs are now in a death spiral and to look at alternatives, including privatization and other mechanisms, to ensure that we do not throw good money after bad.